Hey, everybody, welcome to December, and it is our kickoff encore show for this week. Coming off of that big Thanksgiving week that we just had, consultant Tom Dovka is on. He says Frank Gray makes people feel like insects because we'd had Frank on a recent show, and Tom just feels that Frank Gray is all wrong for the world-famous Phil Henry Show. You know, Tom is a big radio consultant, always trying to tell us what to do and not doing it very well. And then finally he goes to his car and starts eating a sandwich on the phone at noon. It's hot in his car. Everybody else is kicking it by a pool, and there he is, you know, working. Anyway, Tom, God bless you, man. Here's Tom Dovka. Frank Gray makes people feel like insects. He's got to go here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Welcome, folks. Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com, as well as assorted places like Spotify and Podcast One. We're on,
SoundCloud.
Yeah, we're on SoundCloud. Oh, yeah, iTunes, all that. Phil Henry Show heard all over the world. I know it sounds exciting, but who knows who's listening.
Well, Phil,
there's a lot of people listening. We're very, very grateful for our audience. We thank you very, very much. I want to get Robert Greene. Who are we? No, we're not talking to Robert Greene. We're talking to David Hall. Oh, David Hall is... All right, let's talk to David because I know he's intent on bringing up the Frank Gray thing. Did you know this?
I did not. What do you mean the Frank Gray thing?
David, hi, it's Phil.
Yeah, Margaret, please don't take offense. What I wanted to say, is about Frank.
Here's the thing I want to know. Why wasn't I alerted that you're going to talk about Frank?
We didn't know we had
to talk to you about it, Margaret. It's not a... What do you want to talk about, David?
I want to talk first, Margaret, I'm sure you understand that having Frank on the show with the it this and the and it, it, he calls you it.
I understand that.
All right, and it's, for me, it gets confusing. I heard from Tom Dovka.
Get that pain in the ass out of my life, will you? Yeah,
Phil, he's making a good point. Well, you got Frank Gray on the air, and he said, I love it, my son, it. He says it degrades, it begins to make everybody there sound like they're insects. Suddenly, people don't know what they're listening to, Phil. They don't know, are they listening to human beings? Are they listening to talking bugs?
You're being serious, right?
Yes, I'm being serious.
You're telling me, Hall, that people don't know whether they're listening to humans.
Hall? Oh, well.
David, you're telling me people don't know if they're listening to humans.
I'm telling you, no. What Tom's point is that it sounds like everything that's on the air with you, Phil, isn't so much human as it's something that's got four legs. I can't describe it.
All right, this is a little absurd. You came on here to talk about what? Don't have Frank on?
Well, if you're going to talk about having Frank on or not having Frank on, I'm involved in that conversation.
I was going to say you weren't, Margaret.
Well, then why wasn't I informed?
Oh, my God, I wanted to talk.
You wanted to talk to me first.
I wanted to talk to Phil first about this and see how he felt.
On the air?
What's that?
You're doing it on the air.
No, we talked about it beforehand.
We talked about it before the show went up. Margaret, I'm sorry I should have informed you.
This is what I'm talking... I find this to be very dishonest and disingenuous. I find it to be disrespectful, and I find it to be disengaging. And you're dissing him.
Uh-huh.
See?
Yeah, that's great. So can we get serious?
Go ahead.
So what we're saying here is having Frank on the show, the thing that alerted me to it was he was on a show yesterday, I know it was an encore, of him saying it and it and it and it until I wanted to, until I felt less than human. And this is the whole thing that I'm saying. I got more calls. Dovka was one of them. He said after he got done listening to Frank Gray, he felt that he ought to get down on his hands and knees and scurry along the floor like a cockroach.
Oh, get out of here.
I'm not kidding you, Phil, and I got a lot of other people saying that.
You're telling me that because Frank calls everybody it, people feel like insects?
No, I'm saying that because Frank's referring to everybody as it, the people that are listening are getting disoriented, and I don't know, they think that they got hatched.
I don't believe it.
Well, I don't care what you believe, Phil, because that's what I'm getting from the consultant, and that's what I'm getting from a lot of listeners.
What listeners?
A lot. I'm not about to start to spill my guts about listeners and have you out them on the air and start making fun of them. I'm telling you right now, listeners told me, listening to this Frank Gray, after hearing him say it this, it that, and it that, they all felt like they needed to just fly into a bug trap. Like they weren't even two-legged.
Oh, man. I've heard a lot of horse crap in my life. That takes the cake.
I agree, David. I'm not buying it.
Well, I don't care if you're buying it or not, because I'm telling you, it's true.
All right. I'd love to talk to Tom Dofka.
I would like to talk to him, too. Unfortunately, right now, he's at a seminar. He's at the Chicago Radio Seminar of Consultants on how to uplift the audience in 2024. And I just get off the phone with him, and he's telling me that you got a guy in here there, Frank Gray, that makes everyone feel like they need to be avoiding bug spray. That's it. They don't have lives as humans. They're not going out to work. They're not living their lives. They need to avoid bug spray and someone's foot.
After hearing Frank Gray.
That's right, Phil. After hearing Frank.
I think that's asinine.
You can think it's asinine all you want.
Let me get Dovka on the phone, if you don't mind.
What do you mean, let you get Dovka?
I want to get Tom Dofka on the line.
Tom Dofka is in a... He's in a meeting, okay?
Hold on. Yeah, Mr. Dofka, I got him right now.
Oh, what a load of shit.
I got him right... Yeah, Mr. Dofka? Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I get a $9 bottle of perfume.
Give me the phone, okay? Tom Dofka joining us on the Newsmaker line. He is a radio consultant from Chicago. Tom, hi. Thanks for joining us. I can hear. Are you... Where are you?
It's Tom Dofka, Phil, and I want to say thanks to David Hall for allowing me to come on here to talk to you about, I think, what a great mistake you're making.
I want to ask you, where are you?
Well, right now I'm here with Chris Norton. I'm at the Chris Norton studio, Norton Explodes. Mr. Henry, Tom Dofka was over here talking about that thing. I'm just interested in maybe investing.
Hey, Tom, it's David Hall. You're over at the porn studio?
I didn't want anyone to know that. You're in my studio right now, and I am playing what we call for the theme of Throb City. The theme of what? We've got the theme of...
You're in a studio that's playing the Throb City music.
Holy Christ. I mean, I can kill it if you want to, but I'd appreciate it if you would. All right. Yeah, I just got it up. Okay, I was here at the Chris Norton studio. I had no idea that I was going to be put... on the air.
And I want to apologize to you, Tom. Phil and I are talking about this guy, Frank Gray, that you had talked to me about.
Hey, Phil, the guy, Frank Gray...
By the way, you're talking with his wife present.
All right, I'm very sorry, Ms. Gray, but we're talking about your husband. He says I'm married to it. You know, he talks that way, right?
Yes, I'm aware of that.
Well, what we're getting in our focus groups is people feel like insects.
You know, that's a hard one for me to swallow.
Well, I ain't a hard one for him to swallow. I got a guy over here.
You can talk to us, Tom.
I'm sorry.
Well, listen to what Tom's got to say. Not literally like insects, but it devalues people. When they hear Frank Gray say, I love it, it means a lot to me, suddenly they themselves feel like they're just one bug spray away from kissing it off. I don't know.
Hey, that's it, Phil. It's nothing more serious than that. I mean, it sounds to you, it probably sounds comic, but the people we've been talking to and the people that have been talking to us, it says to us, you know, this guy Frank Gray, everything's it this, it that. I feel like I should just crawl into an ant trap.
You know, I
how many times are you going to say, you know?
Well, if you don't understand, we can explain it to you. But you got no right to say disagree when you don't know the different research we did.
You guys are telling me, okay.
Hey, look, General, for the last time, I don't want to keep repeating it.
No, you're going to have to repeat it to me. Because if you're telling me that some guy who hears Frank Gray saying that someone's it and his wife is it and his son is it, and they just want to crawl into an ant trap and die, that is hard to believe.
Whether it's hard to believe or not, we're telling you.
All right, so what are you saying?
We're saying that we can't use Frank Gray on the air anymore. I'm sorry, Margaret.
Well, you can tell him that yourself.
All right. I mean, I thought maybe you could.
Can we get Mr. Gray?
Get Mr. Gray.
No, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do Mr. Gray right now. No, I don't think that's appropriate.
Yeah, Mr. Gray. Hi, bud. Yeah, uh-huh. Got Tom. Have you been listening? Yes, Tom Dofka. I don't pick my nose.
Give me the phone. Frank. Hey, Frank, you there?
Yeah, Frank Gray. Hey, let me tell you something, Dofka. I've been listening to you. Both of you guys can go suck a fat man's ass, you know? You know something? I'm just saying, for your own good, Mr. Gray, and for the good of listeners. What do you mean for my own good? You know, I have a wife, I have a son, I love them both. Just because I refer to people as it, all right, and let me refer to you. Hey, Tom, is it the one that you told me to talk to, Phil?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. You feel like a bug now? You feel like you need to inhale some bug spray and just kiss it all goodbye? Yes, as a matter of fact, when I listen to you, I want to inhale bug spray. Well, you know what? I hope you do.
and the sooner the better.
I can't believe it.
I can't believe that.
Frank, I'm going to talk to you later, okay?
Yeah, sure. What?
Frank Gray, who is understandably outraged, Tom, at what you've been saying.
I didn't want to have it come out like this. David, I know you agree with this. We wanted to talk to Frank. You're the guys who want to put him on the air. Phil, you put that poor man on the air.
I know Frank well enough to know he'd rather hear it out in the open than have some meeting behind a closed door.
I'm also going to tell you guys something, that you can advise me this, and you can advise me all you want. As you know, I own this show, you don't, and I'll keep Frank Gray on the air.
So I just want to be clear. Hold on. I'm his partner. Phil, you telling me, and I'm your fiduciary, I have a fiduciary interest in the success of the Phil Hendry Show, yes or no?
Yes, you do.
All right. You're telling me, your partner, David G. Hall, that you're going to keep Frank Gray on the air, calling everyone it this and it that and it plays football to the point where your listeners feel so devalued, they feel like flying into a light bulb late at night and just burning up.
I don't know what it is you guys are saying.
That's exactly what we're talking about, Phil.
You're telling me that I'm endangering my listeners by keeping Frank Gray on the air, which is patently absurd.
Margaret, I think you're too close to the problem. He's been calling you it for as long as you've known him. How do you feel?
I don't feel like flying into a light bulb, and I don't feel like inhaling bug spray, and I don't feel like crawling into an ant trap.
You don't.
I'm going to kick back.
Hold on, Bud, will you?
Hey, everybody's a comedian, huh? Let me tell you something. Ms. Gray, I respect you as a radio consultant. This is where I make my money. And I'm telling you that when I hear Frank Gray call you an it, I just want to lay down and say to any fly swatter, you go ahead, have at it.
You're an idiot. You know that, Tom? No wonder Phil doesn't want to talk to you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what? I bring on Tom Dovcan. Great expense to try to help you, Phil.
Oh, yeah.
Great expense to try to help you, and this is how you treat him. And this is how you treat him.
David, you knew before you came on the air with me this was a jackass conversation. I was not going to accept the fact that David, that Frank Gray calling people it was going to make some guy want to lie down and wait for the next fly swatter.
Look at it. It's laughing.
Oh, you just called Phil Hendry it.
No, I didn't. Yeah, you did, Tom. I just heard you say that.
Yeah, and you know what, Tom? Because you did that, I now want to crawl into an ant trap.
You're a lying two-bit. You know what I'd love to do with you guys? I would love to find you guys in a house one night and tent it, you know, and treat it for...
Get these guys out of here before I flip.
Well, you know, that's what they're talking about.
These guys are trying to tell... This is why you don't have Tom Dovka.
No, this is why I don't have Tom Dovka on the air. Now, we do have Miles Flanagan. Weren't we supposed to have him...
Yeah, what are you yelling at me for, man?
Well, because he was supposed to come on the air. I didn't want to talk ad nauseum to Tom freaking Dovka about...
Wait till Frank hears that one. He'll love it.
Frank's been listening, right, Bud?
I don't know. Yeah, Mr. Gray.
What are you... Did you get him on speed dial?
No, I'm just practicing. He's not here. All right, I'll call him for real.
Go ahead. Call him.
Now, watch the way you talk to him, Phil.
He'll be fine.
Yeah, Mr. Gray? Yeah. Yeah, were you listening? Yeah. Underwear.
The phone man. I swear to God, Bud. Hey, Frank, how you doing?
Hey, young man. I'm better than Custer. I just got done listening to that slob, Tom Dovka. You know, it may be a radio consultant, and it may be a good one, but nobody tells Frank Gray that when I open my mouth, it makes people want to crawl into a cockroach trap. No one. No one can say that to me. No one ever will.
It doesn't make me want to crawl into a cockroach trap, Frank. You do have a tendency to speak. I know you're not aware of it.
No, I'm not aware of it.
Frank, I've told you that you call people it.
Yes, I've heard that, and that's fine. And it's, you know, but it hasn't hurt our marriage, has it?
No, it has not.
I call it. I talk to Margaret. I talk to it every night on the phone, and I talk to it before it goes to bed. In fact, I stayed up late the other night, and it was going to bed. I was staying, and I said good night, and it kissed me good night, and I went and I made love to it.
You hung up with my husband.
He's on hold. You want to talk to him?
Let me talk. I'll take it in the other room.
Yeah, Ms. Gray. Yeah, Margaret. Yeah, uh-huh.
Get the phone and give it to her, will you?
Yeah, Frank. Yeah. What's it look like? Hey, would you guys just please... Oh, sorry.
What are you laughing at? Nothing. I ain't laughing at nothing. We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We have Mike Flanagan and Bob Green. Mike Flanagan's bailing out of the partnership?
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Glad to have all that background. We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Yes, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show backstage pass is legendary. It's record-breaking. All over the world, people are scrambling. From Tibet to Nepal to China, all the way across the sea to Austria. Yes, it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show backstage pass, and now you can have it. Just by giving us enough money to cover 1 month's subscription, less than $10, or if you will, enough money to cover a year's subscription, averaged out under $7 a month, you will be able to listen to the Phil Hendry Show website, the backstage pass, giving you access to those deep, deep archives. All over the world, people are talking, chanting, rolling around on the floor. People are speaking in tongues. People are loading up missiles and launching them intercontinental ballistically to get the Phil Hendry Show backstage pass. I don't even know what it is I'm talking about.
The world famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn.
Hey, welcome back, Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. I'm happy to bring on the line here Mike Flanagan, Bob Green as well, and maybe we can help save a business partnership. I'm not sure. Mike Flanagan is talking to us from Oxnard, California, right down the road from us, Mr. Flanagan, and also Bob Green from Fraser Foods in Hermosa Beach, California. So the two of you chaps, I want to ask you something. Are you in Oxnard? Where are you, Mr. Flanagan?
Well, Phil, I happen to be in Pullman Mall. Over here in Glendale right now. I was picking up some Christmas presents for family before I fly home.
Are you going back to the United Kingdom?
No, I'm flying out tomorrow morning. I just came out to talk with some of the principals and some of my money people.
Now, you have decided that you're pulling your steak out of Bob Green's Greens and Meats?
I am pulling a steak out from Bob Green Greens and Meats because my understanding it would remain Fraser Foods, that's number one. And number two, we have grown increasingly dissatisfied with Mr. Green's feud with this man, Ted Bell, and he's continuously talking about taking a load.
Well, that's not him talking about taking a load. He's talking about Bell taking his load.
Well, isn't that adult? This is a business that's a family business.
No, I understand. Hold on. What we meant by that was the delivery of steaks.
No, I know exactly what this meant. But what's happened now is when Bob Green, he kicked this thing up by saying, Ted Bell takes a load of my meat once a month. Then Ted Bell came around and said that Bob Green oversees something about, what is it? I got Tubby Whitcock here. What is it?
He says that he waits on the loading dock to take a load.
That's it. And he said, Ted Bell says, well, it's great to know that Bob Green is waiting on a loading dock so he could take a load once a month.
Well, they're talking about the delivery of steak, but I understand what you're talking about.
Yeah, of course. I know they're talking about delivery of steak, but they're making it purposely sound carnal and childish. Willie, what was the other thing you heard?
Well, I heard the other thing.
By the way, this is Willie Bellman, Phil.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Yes, very good. The other thing that I heard was that he said, as he stands on, this is Ted Bell talking, right?
Right. And you have to understand, Phil, that Bob started this whole thing, so he's invited this from Ted Bell.
Well, this is Ted Bell just getting back a little bit of some payback.
Right, but it just keeps going and going. And meanwhile, I've got investors who think they've invested in a grocery store chain, and they've got some guy on the radio and on television talking about taking a load. You're grabbing a load.
Well, the thing that this Ted Bell said was that, and it's all about steak, so they do get back to that. He says, we got the greatest steaks at Ted's of Beverly Hills, and we thank Bob Green for those, and it's great of him. And then he goes, and he says, it's great of him once a month to wait on his dock so he can receive the load.
And he never clarifies.
No, he never clarifies.
That is in response to Bob Green saying that Ted Bell takes a load of his meat.
That's right.
Well, but the point being, this is a lot of childish back and forth that we don't need.
Bob Green joins us from Fraser Foods in Buena Park, California. You're at the Pooby Mall, Mr. Flanagan?
Where are we?
At the Pooby Mall. We're in the food court.
You're in the Pooby Mall. In the food court.
All right, Bob, how are you?
Well, I've been better, Phil. Miles, how are you doing?
Hello, Bob.
And, Whit, how are you?
I'm very good, Bob. And I'm going to talk to Miles, not you.
All right.
Miles, I only just now heard.
No, you did not. I wrote you an email and told you I wanted to enter in these discussions 3 weeks ago.
Oh, well, you wrote me an email and said you wanted to enter into discussions about how you wanted to pull your money out?
I wanted to talk finances with you.
Well, I didn't know that you wanted to pull your money out of this because Ted Bell says I take his load.
No, it's not because Ted Bell says you take his load. It started out with you saying you deliver Ted Bell gladly takes your load.
That's right, of steaks.
Well, you don't say steaks. With you have that.
Mr. Green, hi, it's Whit. I have the copy here. It says that Ted Bell happily takes Bob Green's load with a smile on his face. Yeah, of some of the finest steaks in America. Yes, that's there as well, yes, but obviously the audience is lost by that.
Yeah, the audience gets lost. They hear that Ted Bell is happily taking your load, and they don't hear steak.
Well, maybe. How do you know they don't hear steak?
It's just my understanding from a lot of the things that people have been talking about.
I just heard a guy on Mr. Henry's show saying that because they hear Frank Gray saying it, everyone wants to die by way of bug spray because they think they're nothing better than a pill bug. Is this the kind of advice you're getting?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, Bob, let's just keep it in the present tense. We don't. That's a whole other conversation. If I could mediate, gentlemen, can I?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
I think this is ridiculous. I think that unless you're seeing some noticeable losses, Mr. Flanagan, I think it's a little preliminary to start pulling your money out and that money of your partners because Bob Green has entered into a tasteless campaign.
Hey, wait a minute, Phil.
Wait, hold on, because Bob Green's entered into a tasteless campaign that it was not intended to be. He intended it to be humorous. Isn't that right, Bob? Isn't that right, Bob?
Yeah.
Well, it didn't sound that way to me.
It was intended to be a humorous, that the guys are going back and forth. I think there's money to be made in sort of magnifying this feud. Absolutely. You make it Bob Green versus Ted Bell. Who's got the better steaks? Bob Green delivers the steaks. Ted Bell serves them up. But who actually makes that great steak at Ted's of Beverly Hills?
Are you kidding me? Ted Bell wouldn't sit still for that for 5 seconds because as far as he's concerned, he takes what Bob Green gives him with a smile on his face. Then, oh yeah, by the way, he makes steaks.
See, that's exactly what I'm talking about. That's why the guy's pissed off at you.
He's not pissed off at me because now he says that I'm standing on a loading dock once a month and I'm receiving the load. And Henry laughs.
Yeah, that's the most disappointing part of this, Mr. Henry. I come on your program, and then you're laughing.
Well, you're laughing, Mr. Henry, and people...
Oh, shut up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, we can shut up or we can... I'm going back to England tomorrow morning. And I can tell you, Bob, I'm taking my money with me unless you can show me and convince me of your right intentions with regard to Mr. Bell.
My right intentions? Oh, my God. Excuse me. Ted Bell is the guy who's right now saying that I stand on a loading dock with a big smile on my face, taking a load, okay?
Yeah, he's saying that on account of you started it.
You started it, Bob.
I started it.
You did. You started it.
Let me just think of a solution here, okay?
Well, I don't know.
Phil, I'd appreciate you stay out of my business.
Wait a minute. Let me think of a solution. Bob can say, thank you. You're right, Ted. We do take a great load of the steaks. What steaks are you taking in?
What steaks am I taking in?
Who's your supplier, man?
Well, I suppose you got different suppliers. Most of them are in the Midwest and in Indiana.
Great. Indiana, the heartland of America steaks. Thank you, Ted, for pointing that out. The Great Porterhouse, whatever it is you got. We're there waiting for that load to be delivered from the Midwest.
So you're saying he just sort of blunts the whole, he takes a load by saying, yeah, it's a load from the Midwest.
I don't know. So that sounds like I'm taking a load from the Midwest. That sounds like a whole bunch of farmers.
You know something, Bob, you really are quite a child.
I'm a child. You're the guy that's making a big deal out of it.
No, I'm just saying, take that negative that Ted Bell is trying to lay on you and turn it into a positive. I think Phil's got something that keeps the money. You know the restaurant. You know that the Fraser Foods or Bob Green's, I don't know what it's called.
Bob Green's Meats and Greens.
No, it makes, you got to get your voice fixed, okay?
I'm sorry, I need some water. You could get some blood. Yeah, speaking of a guy that needs water, you need water.
Wait, all right, so you're saying, in other words, that this is, you're making money.
Right, I'm making money, but I'm not going to hang around for a guy to take the load.
I'm taking a load of Midwest steaks.
All right.
Meanwhile, Ted Bell is going to have to deal with whatever it is Ted Bell deals with.
Right now, Ted Bell's dealing with Bob Green saying Ted Bell happily takes a load of my meat. If I were him, I wouldn't be very happy.
Who cares, okay? You and I are in business.
You know, Bob, you're right, but I don't like you going,
who cares?
That kind of...
Yeah, it sounds very unmanly.
Speaking of unmanly...
All right, gentlemen, thank you very much. I think we've got this solved.
Well, first of all, I need to validate...
Bob Green, Miles Flanagan, and his... who's that guy?
Guy named Witt.
Witt. Well, listen, you know, if Green is making money, Ted Bell's making money, this guy Flanagan, I think maybe he got his panties in a bunch.
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
I think the guy's making a big deal. All right, so what? So Ted Bell's getting back at Bob Green and saying Bob Green's on the loading dock taking a big load of meat. Hey, you know what? Green's the guy that started against Bell. I think these guys probably ought to back it down a notch. No reason for him to leave. No reason for him to take his money out. Well, it sounded to me like he was going to because he thought it was very childish. I think it's extremely childish. I hope I...
Yeah, you gave him a reason. You gave him a good reason, Mr. Henry. Yeah, I take a load of the Midwest meat.
Yeah, now, how is that any better? Well, at least we're talking about what kind of steak is... We know it's steak.
What does that mean?
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, I take a load. It could be a bunch of guys that he's taking a load. He's taking a lot of guys' load.
All right, we understand, bud. Thank you. World-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Sempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Now, don't forget, on Friday night at 6 p.m. Pacific, we are having a chat at the BSPs and More page on Facebook. The BSPs and More page on Facebook is going to be a chat, baby.
I'm Margaret Gray.
Why'd you say that?
I don't know. I felt moved to say that.